Hey, Editor Star here. Just wanted to let you know throughout the episode, you're going to be hearing some connecting and disconnecting of a peripheral. In this case, it was a hard drive where we're saving to make sure we don't lose the audio again. We just forgot to turn that off. We try to remove it as much as we can from the episode, but just wanted to let you know it's still in there in a few places. Other than that, enjoy the episode. Thanks.
Welcome to We're Waiting for You. This week's episode will be the Penguin Episode 8. We are going to spoil the shit out of it, and we are going to fucking cuss a lot.
That's not very nice.
All right, Star, and we did it. We got we did we didn't want to do it. Kinda. We
wait, 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 wait.
Scoters
You
to
have to say,
continue.
"Hey, welcome to We're Waiting for You."
Oh, I already did.
I thought that was just the that we're gonna be cursing and spoiling or whatever.
Yeah, I know, but I already introduced him to the going right here.
All right, well, introduce us then.
Welcome back, guys. This is Star and Devo. Star, say hi.
Hello. You're so bad at this.
We are. I'm so eager to talk about this, so I don't really care. We're gonna blow right through the introductions. You already fucking know who we are. We're the professionals here.
Sure.
And Star, I gotta start off.
Mm-hmm.
Holy shit! I'm so glad we did this show.
Okay, tell me why.
I mean, there's some legendary comic book TV shows in my books. I'm a big fan of Amazon Prime's doing with The
yeah.
Boys, but this show really kind of is it's brought back Gotham back.
This, it's funny you mentioned The Boys, but that one takes satire and the way they're writing it with gore to a whole new level, where this one is set with expectations of reality, but they thread on that, right? This is so well written, this show. I'm so happy. I gotta agree with you. I'm happy we're doing the show itself. And when you meant the show, did you actually mean our podcast or the show The Penguin?
Oh, I'm saying I'm very happy that we decided to do this show as a podcast. Because there's
yes,
a part of
yes.
me, when you start doing a show, you get really worried. Like, could you imagine if we did, like, I'm trying to, what's something that we name a show that you started watching that you fucking bailed on by like the fifth episode, where you're just like, I'm out. You know what I mean? Like, I'm so glad this turned out to be amazing.
There's quite a few. I don't even want to mention it, but there's been quite a few that I start off and I give shows a chance. You know, the first one, you're supposed to capture your audience on the first one. This show did a phenomenal job at that, but we also have other shows that we're just going to ramp up. The first one's going to be soft, and then the second one's going to get you into it slowly. You lost me by the second episode. I'm done. If you don't have a great lead, I'm done. But this show, Devo, I am with you. Right out of the gate, was like, fuck you, we're coming full swinging.
Yeah, it's HBO. So it's not like we're shooting in the dark here. HBO has a really fucking good track record.
Yeah.
We took a bigger risk with Presumed Innocent.
We did.
Presumed Innocent definitely had some risk behind it.
No, we did. And you know what's funny with Presumed Innocent is it wasn't my type of show. And I mentioned that during when we were doing that. It's that whole type of show. It's not for me, but I was like, hey, it's Jake Gyllenhaal. It seems like a good series. It's Apple. They're trying something. I'm all in. And I'm glad we did that series as well. But yeah, it's sometimes you take risk and you're like, oh, this is pure shit. And I got to tell you, if this show by episode 2 or 3 was bad, I was going to be like, guys, I don't want to keep reviewing this episode. I just want to drop it already. Let's go on to something else.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And unfortunately, we have kind of done that. I mean, we did that with The Joker. Part deuce, because that movie dropped a fucking deuce and we canceled that shit.
Well, that's a movie, right? It's not the same thing. At least with this, we got to taste the waters and we stayed on top of it. Man, once again, and I mentioned this in the last 4 or 5 episodes, this show, as each episode progresses, it gets better and better and better. And the last episode, episode 7, was really good. We mentioned it. It was dark, but it did the backstory for everyone. They came here with episode 8, and you can tell, Devo, they just didn't do with some other movies or shows. They didn't throw stuff on the wall and say, okay, what's going to work for us? No, they had a plan, and they showed it where this, on the final fucking episode, and it's only 8 episodes, they did a phenomenal, phenomenal job here because they wrapped everything up and they didn't just wrap it up where say, hey, everyone's dead, which we'll get to in a second. We're going to kill off all the bad guys, and the main bad guy, the Penguin, is rising to the top, and everything is good and done. No, they gave us a little cliffhanger for each and every person on this fucking episode, Devo. Well, almost everybody, except for the people that die. But yeah, bro, this shows you when writers are given the right to actually write the fucking story, keep everyone away, get the producers involved, get the right people involved, and love the series. This shows it. And I love this episode.
Yeah, and a little bit of what's his name from the MCU? The guy who's in charge of the MCU. I keep forgetting his name.
The guy from the MCU.
Yeah,
Kevin
the guy in charge of the MCU.
Feige?
Yes, Matt Reeves. Matt Reeves in the post credit, him being there kind of hand like he was like I love he's letting them tell their own story, but I feel like he definitely had his hands on the wheel of hey, yeah. You can kill him, can't kill him. You can kill him, can't kill him. You know what I mean? Like it's nice to have that because otherwise you get some really fucking terrible decisions. I love that you have that relationship where you have someone in charge of the whole operation.
I couldn't agree more. I do have more to say, but I want to save it until we cover episode 8 and we get into it. But yeah, I'm with you. This has been a phenomenal show so far.
Yeah. So it starts out with kind of like a continuation of the previous episode where you get more flashback scenes about Oz and that his mom really, really knew and that she was going to have him killed by a mob guy, Rex.
Rex, yes. I mean,
Yeah.
we started off with Oz's mom, and then a throwback with Rex, like you said, but by Dr. Rush and his fucking light show. Anyways, yes, that whole flashback, and it showed us that she knew that it was Oz, and that whole interaction between Rex and her was so good. And then we find out that when they went to the jazz club, she already had a plan with this guy to fucking kill Oz. I was like, oh my God, she was going full throttle with this. And it was once again Oz being, you said it in the last episode, the guy reads people like a book. And he's so well with his words that he kind of won his mom over, where she decided, hey, I'm going to push this to the back of my mind because he sees me for who I want, who I am, the person that she saw herself as well, right? Because he started
Yeah.
promising her this kid. Oz was like, what, 12 years old at this point? And he's promising her, I'm going to put you in the penthouse. I'm going to get you all the jewelry. I'm going to make you somebody where everybody's going to see you as important. She bought into all that bullshit and she decided to tell Rex, hey, let's call it off. I don't want my son killed. Don't kill him.
Yeah, and I mean there's some other things there and they have a very dramatic moment with him and his mom where there's he refused to give in though. He refused to admit that he
Yes.
killed his brothers. And then what's kind of funny is that I brought it up last episode, the slipperiness. I understand you still got this Batman, like I said, Batman, I'm setting the timer for 5 minutes. I gotta go to dinner. Hopefully you'll die in the vat of acid. Penguin fucking gets out again.
Yes,
He fucking
that was infuriating for me because you have him tied up, and I'm with you, bro. He would not say I was a part of it. And for one point, I was like, I bought into the bullshit. I was like, oh shit, maybe he didn't do it, and this is all in her fucking mind, and it's working, bro. I even bought into that shit because it's Penguin developed this little storyline in his head as like, no, Ma, it's not me. It wasn't me. What are you talking about, Ma? And Colin Farrell just did a well job playing that off. But this fucking guy gets free. When is this fucking woman gonna learn? Hey, put chains on the guy as well. Put a collar, inject him with a fucking paralyzing serum at the same time. Just don't make him move, bro.
Yeah, and obviously it's because he's emotional because his mom has a stroke and he's got to get her to the hospital, and he just My other prediction from last episode turned out to be horribly wrong. I was really looking forward to the bad cop who was helping Sophia, and he gets shot in the most hilarious way, right through the fucking eyeball.
I loved it. The guy put the fucking drops in his eyes, and I was like, oh, he's gonna hold him up for his car. And next thing you know, pop, right through the eye. Right through the fucking brain. I was like, okay, never mind. That was also a good way to this guy to die. But that was great. By the way, you just mentioned your predictions. Let me say, we've had a lot of predictions at the very start of this series, and as we continued, right? Some of our predictions have been wrong, but we got a couple right here. I love it when you can't tell. I hate it in a movie. When you're watching a movie, you're like, oh, this is going to happen. And it happens. Oh, this is going to happen. It's going to happen. I hate it because you're playing this whole thing like, I guess, like every other movie has done. But in this show, Devo, we have gotten a few things wrong, and I loved it for that. And we've gotten a few things right. And I love the twist that they added here. But yeah, anyways, yeah, the fucking cop got it in the eye, and he just drove off. And it's like, fuck, bro. This guy keeps escaping.
Yeah, he and Vic makes, and by the way, one that I did get right though, Vic, when he's trying to after all that happens, and he's trying to help out, like Oz is thinking we got to split town. No, you're gonna make this right because we support the people support you. You brought the electricity back, you brought the jobs back, and I still was f I that this is the episode where my theory paid off. Penguin for mayor. This
So,
is the episode I started to really feel it at that. And when he's saying that, I
yeah,
started feeling it.
I felt it more when he went into the city hall and he's talking to this guy and he goes, "You're gonna introduce me to everybody." It could still be that, hey, I just want introductions, so now I got these people in my pockets, just like Falcone did, right? But they can, and I can see where your prediction, where maybe he'll run for mayor, and we get a little flashback of the 1990 movies where Danny DeVito Penguin ran for mayor and he won. I could see that happening here for maybe part two. It'd be great to see Penguin run for mayor in part two. And, you know, that's the next person he has to kind of go against. Maybe not in part two, maybe in part three of The Batman. And he has to be brought down. And I would like to see him running for mayor in part two, but not as the main bad guy. We don't
Yeah,
need Penguin as the
well,
main bad guy, but, you know.
I think there's some foreshadowing here. I think
Yes.
there's foreshadowing for this episode because the city councilman, he says like, I want to go into politics, or I want to go into help, I guess. And he's like, well, if you want to work with us, the mayor is targeting corruption. You can't get close to the mayor if you're corrupt. And she has files on everyone. You have to prove above and beyond that you are not corrupt. And so when he comes out of the chambers, that's, in my opinion, that's a foreshadowing for the end of this episode. But he comes out of the chambers and he looks at the mayor. The mayor's up on the banister and he
Yes.
looks at the mayor. And we know from previous Penguin hijinks to win an election, the Penguin will resort back to his crime lifestyle to win an election.
Absolutely. And read that part when he was looking at the mayor, and I was like, what is he looking at? And he just kept eyeing her and eyeing her. And he just walks away. I was like, he's already thinking of the plan to get rid of this woman. And it's not like, oh, we're gonna box it out and the votes. No, he's already planning, like, okay, how do I get rid of this woman? Two bullets in the back of the
We just
head?
saw
Probably
it.
not a good
And
idea.
that was a big plot point in the Batman was the Riddler tried to kill the mayor once.
Yes.
And that's the only thing that fucking gets Batman to arrive. You can apparently blow up a fucking hole in fucking Crown Heights 300 feet deep and Batman won't fucking show up. But he'll show up if you try to clap the mayor. Just that was actually kind of something that I saw on Twitter joking a lot while I was, watching the episode was people were like, what the fuck is it gonna take for Batman to show up in this goddamn show? They already fucking nuked the town.
Hey, listen. Let's be real. Selina, Catwoman left him in the final, in the end of the movie. He's heartbroken, all right? Give the Batman
Well,
some time.
I will say I've only ever seen Batman save white people, so that kind of makes sense.
Oh God. Anyways, we're gonna move on from this. In that whole scene as well, now we get Oz outside, right, Debo? And we get the whole setup number one, I want to say, with
Yeah. Which I saw, but there's a couple big twists here that are
Yes.
twists, but
Oh no.
you
No,
see
there's
from
a
a mile
couple.
away. Yeah.
So yes
You
and
see
no.
from
I At first, I was like, okay, this can go two ways. Link is either setting up Oz to take him in to Sophia, or he is reaching out to Vic saying, hey, we got to make this work. Because what made me to believe, well, maybe you're taking route number one of sending him to Sophia. He asked him twice, where are you, Vic? Where are you, Vic? And I was like, oh, okay, well, this show does a very well jo a good job of not putting you on the fence of, oh man, which way could it be? This way, this way, this way, this way.
Well, here's the th and here's my only reason I was against that is he got captured by Saul. He gets out. He got captured by Sophia once. He got out. I was fucking about to bail. I'm like, this has to be the Penguin is this master genius. He's the king of Gotham. If this motherfucker gets captured three times in two episodes, I'm fucking out.
It's, you know what? He didn't even have a choice at this point because he came out and then the guy's holding a gun. But I was like, where the hell's Vic? Either Vic scrammed the fuck out of there, or I don't know, we didn't see him, right? But you know, and then we have a nice little moment with Sophia and she was burning down the house, her family house, and I liked it. It was that was a nice little conclusion to wrap up things up for her right to that point. And she was burning it down. She grabbed her shit, was going straight to the airport. All right, let me get my prize here of fucking Oz. And another twist. What, twist number two in the episode, or holy shit.
They turn on the triad, the Asians. The Asians get killed.
Well, Zhao gets
and well,
killed.
not, yeah, Zhao gets killed, and there's been a coup in the triad.
Well,
there's been a coup now.
not only in the triads, but every other gang, because
Well,
we see that.
yeah, I was gonna say
Okay.
that was my favorite montage was the next montage you get is all the bosses are as he's telling Sophia what he did, you get to see the montage of every mob boss. So
Yes.
it's not just Penguin bringing the lower class up in Gotham. He's now bringing the lower class of criminals up. He's now these bosses got to go too. They're just as bad as the rich people over outside of Crown Heights or Crown Point or whatever.
But this
They're
plays
just as bad.
so well for him in the next setup for the story of the Penguin, right? Because now he has the loyalty of these people that helped them reach their next, you know, position in the gang. But they're like, you know, we couldn't have done this without Oswald Cobblepot. And you know, it shows you that in a way they're gonna really fucking work with him. You know, they got their own, you know, they got their own little cliques, each of them, their own little gangs, but in a way they're gonna be like, you know, this is the guy we want to listen to because he's the one that pushed all this to happen.
Yeah, and Sophia says it perfectly. She says, Oswald Cobb. She doesn't call him Cobblepot. She says, Oswald Cobb, the man of the people.
Yes,
Because
that's also
he's sitting there
solidified
talking.
your thing.
The politician thing is that, he's the champion of the downtrodden. And we get the next twist right away is he's going to kill her. And once again, I saw this. I knew they could. I said it. I said I got to see both these people in the Batman universe. I'm gonna be so angry. Obviously, everyone was gonna be angry if the Penguin died, but I was gonna be so angry if this is the last time we saw
Well,
Sophia.
not
I
ang
did.
it, there would have been a whole revolt if the Penguin died because the show is to call the Penguin, and you can't kill off the Penguin
Yes,
in his own show like that.
in a TV show. And but like I said, I felt like they had a humongous star in Sophia, and
Absolutely.
they built her up as the hero. The writers very much anti-hero, hero, whatever you want to call
Yes,
her.
whatever you want to call
They
her.
built her up. They can't. I mean, it would have been a very dark moment to kill her, obviously, because it would have been like, wow, evil wins. But I don't think they would let her go. How much they've put so much. Creature said early on, I think it was like episode three or episode four. Creature said, "She's this is kind of this is called the Penguin, but this is kind of co-stars here. This is like this show is almost as much about Sophia as it is about the Penguin."
Yes.
And so that's why I was building on this idea that they cannot kill her. And that's exactly what happens is Penguin leaves her there on the bridge and she's arrested and sent back to Arkham.
Ever since like episode 5 or 6, I was thinking how they would kind of write her off, you know, in the story. But I was like, it'll be fucked up if they send her back to Arkham, the place she despises, the place that she was sent to wrongfully. And as soon as we see the interaction with what Penguin did with, the mayor and say, and he set up the story. By the way, that whole little story he set up with that fucking guy about, you know, hey, you're going to follow Salvatore's body in the rubble. This was between the Falcons and the Maroon. I was like, holy shit. At that point, I said, Devo, she's not dying. She's going to take the fall. She's going to be sent to prison or back to Arkham, the place she does not want to go to. And that's how we're going to get a little wrap up to her story. And I was like, that's fucked up. But I saw that happening.
But the public already hates her. They were all at the funeral calling her the hangman. The child was already talking to the police. So the police already have an investigative file believing that she killed her whole family. So mass death massacres like this fit the profile for them perfectly.
Yeah.
It is the perfect villain.
And her car, right?
Yes, her car. There's another Penguin knows that. That's what the mom said. He knows everyone through and through. And the perfect punishment is, as the actress described in the post credits, a fate worse than death going back to Arkham. Mm-hmm. Oswald knew that death would have been a better option for her. This is worse. He made it so that she's getting the perfect punishment in his eyes for touching his mother.
Yes. Yes. That was at the end. It was always about, you went after my mom. And remember, at this point, for him wrapping all this up, now he has his fall person, right? Which is Sophia. And now he has a full kind of straight path to Gotham itself. You know, he set this up. You know, I thought when she was looking beyond and she was like gasping for her last air, then I went, maybe they will shoot her, but that would have been a terrible send off for this character. But when the police and the lights show up, I was like, yes, I knew it. She's going to Arkham. She's taking the fall. It's all coming to a close here because they're going to make sure she rots in that prison. And yeah, bro, I thought that was going to be the end of it, that we saw her. But no, we get later on another sequence with her. I feel bad for Sophia. Let me just, she's psychotic at this point, right? Her mind's fucked up because everything that's happened to her because of her father and all the storylines that's gone on. But I kind of liked how they kind of nudged in there when Dr. Julian Rush comes in and is like, hey, here's your mail. By the way, you have a mail from somebody called Selina Kyle. And I usually don't, but as soon as I heard that, I was like, oh, yes, yes. And what we see is he says it's apparently she's your half-sister. And when she starts reading the letter, she smiled. Go ahead. Before I finish my thought, but go ahead. I want to hear what you say.
I brought it up earlier in the podcast. I had said they have to somehow include Catwoman in this because they're family. Because they're family. And this whole show is about family. I knew that I was hoping for a cameo. This is good enough for me.
Right. I didn't think we were going to get a cameo.
They were going to find. I understand that. But I was thinking a flashback scene with a younger actress. I was thinking, you know what I mean? I was thinking somewhere along the way of getting that in there, and they fucking did it. And I am so happy they did because that's what makes a universe work. A universe works when you have this, right?
But it's not in the same sense. I understand what you're saying, but it didn't happen in the same sense as you thought. You wanted a flashback. You wanted a person. You wanted a physical embodiment of that person. I kind of like the way they did it in this aspect because it was just a letter. And it's just worse. We don't know where they're going to go with it. Now they can go any avenue here with this. But she smiled at the end, which at the same time, it kind of opens the door as to maybe she does escape. Selina Kyle finds a way in the next movie, or maybe they use it for a part 3 movie or a different kind of TV series they may open up. Who knows? But now that they're including Selina Kyle into the mix, and that's a good thing. I wouldn't be surprised somewhere in part 2 of The Batman, somewhere they'll leave an Easter egg with a newspaper where, like, let's say Bruce Wayne's looking at the newspaper and one of the headlines says, Sophia Falcone's escape with unknown woman. I'll be like, that'll be badass if they did that. Or they say, they have it on the news stations. You know, I like it in the movies when they put the titles in the bottom about other news stories. And sometimes they imagine seeing Sophia Falcone's escapes, Arkham Asylum. I'll be like, oh, shit. But that was one of your predictions that they come true, where in the sense of they kind of connected the two. But I love that.
I
was
they had to.
That was a great, like, one and two things there, bro. And they did that very well. Now, I do want to take a step back because up to this point, we've been talking about what, Sophia and Oz, right? But now we find out in the same episode where Oz's mom is in a vegetative state. And even once she goes into this vegetative state, I started laughing. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry I laughed, but he was like, "Please tell me you're proud of me. I gotta hear it. You gotta tell me." And he puts her hand on his head, and I'm like, "Holy shit, this guy's so psychotic. He needs to hear
Yeah,
the approval. He needs to hear the words."
he has lost his fucking mind.
Oh, he's fucking batshit crazy.
It was at that moment too, I realized that he wasn't gonna. Her wish, remember, she asked, like, before my mind goes, kill me. Like,
Yes.
don't let me be a fucking vegetable. And for a second there, I thought Vic was gonna kill her. And that was gonna
Really?
be the way Vic was gonna. Yeah, I thought Vic also heard. I couldn't remember if Penguin was the only one who heard that, or if she told Vic, like, hey, if I'm a vegetable, kill me. And I was wondering if Vic would do it because they got close. You know what I mean? Like, they were dancing together.
Yes,
He
yes.
was taking care of her. And I thought Vic was going to kill her, and then Penguin was going to kill Vic for killing his mom. But
I didn't
they made
know.
it so much worse than that.
Oh,
They
they
made it so much worse than that.
so dark. Like, I didn't think Vic was gonna kill the mom. I didn't see that at all. The only thing I was thinking up to this point was he's gonna put her in a nursing home, around the clock care, because he's not gonna be able to let go. They made it. I want to leave the Vic thing for last. Actually, you know what? Let's fuck it. Let's go into the Vic thing, right?
Yeah.
Holy shit,
He ha
Devo. I was shocked. I was shocked.
Well, and here's the thing is he as the conversation was going, I listened to it, and I, like I said, keep in
Yes.
mind, I'm coming from the idea that he's going to be mayor. He's going to be mayor, and he can't have anyone know who he was or anyone know the truth about him because they could be used against him later in life. He told people his mom was dead, so the people in the
Right.
crime world wouldn't know his mom was alive.
Right.
That's the level he would go to protect his name. So when he started talking about, I'm gonna be going clean, and then when he says you can't come with me, I knew that
Oh.
he wasn't fucking buying him an Uber.
No. I knew it when he gave him the drink and he goes, "Go ahead and finish it off." I was like, "Why would he say that?" And then he goes to him, he puts his arm around him, and Vic goes, "You're like f-f-f-f-" and he kept, trying to get the word out. And when he finally said family, he looked at him. I was like, "Oh no, this is it. This is where you die, Vic. That's why he gave you the drink." And as soon as you said family, he looked at you like that. I was like, "Oh no, he's gonna kill Vic here. But why?" And then we see that he fucking strangles him. From all things, he strangles him. And he, just like you said,
Yeah.
Devo, he goes, "You can't go where I'm going." And he starts choking him. I was like, "Oh my God, not like this, bro."
Yeah.
Vic has
It's
been his go-to, but this kind of also shows you that he wants no one connected. Because what he says to Vic, he goes, "I can't go through that pain again. Family, when his family," as he's choking him, he goes, "I can't go through that pain again. I can't have that on me." And I was like, "Oh man, he is so unhinged." And the guy who's been up to bat for you the entire from the very moment where he was about to leave Gotham, but he came back and saved you, you just fucking killed him, bro. And this guy was just like, it's looking up to you and really believes in you. I do that. It's not the ending that Vic deserved, to be honest, but it is the ending that you should expect from Penguin. I'm a little torn here, Devo, because this is the Penguin we're talking about, right? Penguin doesn't give a shit about anybody in any comic book
No.
series. And I'm kind of happy that's the way they did it, because it kind of shows you his ruthlessness and his corruption, his dark side. But I was like, fuck, I was loving Vic in this series, but there goes Vic, bro.
Yeah, you guys called it. I got to admit, you guys called it early on. You said that death is going to be brutal. And then I started really feeling like, you know what? I don't think he's going to kill him. And then going into that, I'm like, oh God, he's gonna kill him. And I felt, and that's exactly how I have it in my notes. Creature and Star called it. That's exactly how I written it in the notes. I said they called it. They killed him, and it was sad.
Well, yeah, I mean, for early on, me and Creature did call it. It was going to be like a brutal death. But as the show progressed, we said, okay, maybe he dies. And we even mentioned he dies by being captured or some other way. I didn't
Right.
expect him to die in this episode like that. Like, I was not expecting that. But, and what,
Yeah, I
what,
mean,
and by the
one,
way, what does he
you guys.
do? He takes his money. He goes to
Yeah.
Swallon and takes his money.
Yeah. No. Well, I would say this. More importantly, by taking his money, the cops are probably just gonna rule it as
It's
like
a
a poor
robbery.
homeless kid.
Oh,
Yeah.
I
You
was
know what
gonna
I
say a
mean? Like,
robbery.
well, robbery too. But it's also like if he would have had 10 grand on him, police would be like, "Who the fuck is this kid?" And that would have started a real investigation.
Yeah.
So you had to take the money and throw the idea out. So he just looks like a homeless kid at the park.
But you know
But
what's
I would
go
say
ahead.
when I say you guys called it though, I mean like you guys called it down to Vic not just dying, Vic being killed by the Penguin. That's what I mean
Oh
by you guys calling
yes.
it. You know what I mean? Like I had him dying, but like getting killed by the Penguin is specific.
That's true. We did call. I remember us talking about that because it's the Penguin, bro. It's really the Penguin. You know what's funny? Even in that whole segment, he happened to grab his license and he just stares at it. And I thought there was going to be
Yeah.
something on the license that gives something away, so I paused it to look at it. It just says Victor Aguilar, and I was like, "What is he looking at?" But I think he was just burning into his mind. Here's somebody that I was attached to, and he was really invested in. Remember when in the whole club scene, he was like sad that Vic
Yeah.
left. But I mean, he looked at the card, he looked at it, and then he flicked it away. I think that was his way of just like letting go at that end, at that part, and just walked away. But I was like, "Fuck, bro, what a fucking ordeal at that point, bro." That I was just an emotional wreck right there when that shit was happening.
It is. And speaking about a wreck mentally, the movie show ends this
Oh
amazing
my
production
God.
of a movie ends with him dancing with a hooker dressed as his mother, pretending to be his mother, talking to him like his mother, listening
Yes.
to his mother's music.
Well, his mother's upstairs.
While his mother's upstairs crying. She's crying. There's tears running down her face. She's not physically crying because she's in a living coma. So she's experiencing the world, but she can't move. And
So,
he can hear the music playing,
yep.
and he's having, yeah, that's fucked up.
No, Devo. That whole sequence. This shows you the brilliance of the writers because that whole sequence, in a nutshell, from when Oz is in his coat and he hits the alarm on his car. Now he has a purple car again, right? A
Oh,
nice
not
purple
a
car.
purple rolls.
A purple, yeah, a purple Rolls. But on top of that, you know what he was dressed in, right? It was a penguin suit because he was in a tuxedo
Yep.
and he was
With the
waddling.
top hat.
Boom. Yes, with the top hat. Thank you. That's the penguin, right? But then he
Yep.
comes in. She's in a penthouse. She got what she wanted in a penthouse. Chandeliers everywhere. There was like four chandeliers, I think I counted at that point. She's in a vegetative state where that's not what she wanted, right? And I think they kind of said this in the podcast and at the end of the episode, but that's not what she wanted. He can't let go. She's crying because, like you said, she is in this coma. It might as well be a coma. She can't move. She can't react. This is not what she wanted. He still has her. And he's like, she cries and he's like, "Yeah, mom, I know, I know." And he just waddles downstairs. We see Eve. I was not expecting Eve. And as soon as I saw her, I was like, "Is that his mom? Is he having like a remembrance of dancing with her at one point? Or like he does, is this in his mind?" And I see Eve and I'm like, "Oh my God, he dressed Eve as his mom? What the fuck is wrong with this guy?" That whole segment, that all that in that final scenes was so fucked up, bro. So fucked up.
And like I said, the foreshadowing is, like I said, from earlier, you get the councilman telling him, "Hey, if you want to be close to the mayor, you got to get away, you got to be clean."
Yes.
So that explains that's a foreshadowing for killing Vic. And then obviously the scene with the mayor, but you get one ending image of foreshadowing is Eve says, Now there's nothing standing in your way.
Yes.
And you get a wide shot and you get the fucking bat
Bat
symbol.
sign. Yes. I was saving that to the end, but you saw it as well. Bro, when I thought he was gonna kill her, by the way. I thought he was gonna dance.
Oh.
And he's like, I'm gonna let you go, Ma. And Eve was gonna be like, what do you need? And I thought he was gonna kill her, but no, the way they lead it off with her saying, you're my big boy, and you know, there's nothing to stand in your way, and then they zoom out of the apartment or the penthouse and they sh the bat sign comes up. I was like, oh, fucking incredible. Another f rem amazing way to play with the story. Oh my God.
Yeah. Just amazing.
I
Just
really
like I said, perfect.
don't have nothing negative to say about this episode.
No, that this is perfect. I was like, remember we talked about this before. HBO usually ends their series off with the big shit happening in the pentalet, whatever, the second to last episode, you
Yes.
know. And then they kind of do a wrap up, and I kind of knew because this was a limited series that they weren't going to save anything for the final episode. Like this was going to be all the big story shit was going to happen in the end. I was really happy about that. The reviews are through the roof. The ratings are through the roof.
And it's well deserved. Well deserved.
Well deserved. The just because we haven't done it the entire thing, but we have a 95% tomato meter and a 92% audience score. Its ratings have been going up every episode. It started out with about 2 million viewers, and it finished up the final episode with almost 4 million viewers. Their viewership has been going up every episode. People are getting onto the show and hearing about it. Really just exploded out the door. And man, I really hope more people get. I hope we see a sizable effect on the Batman 2. I would love for the Batman 2 to have kind of like what happened with Batman Begins, and then where Dark Knight was so much bigger box office wise than Batman Begins. I would love to see that about Batman 2, the Batman 2.
Yes, and I kind of want to lead, you know, let me wrap up what I want to say here for those that final scene, and then I want to tag along to what you just said in a second here, but
Yeah.
no, I'm just saying, one of the things that they did so dark here, Devo, and you can tell they did it well, was it's sad because the mother wanted to get rid of Oz, right, from the very beginning, and she goes, how can I live with myself by doing that? If I don't, I can't let this person live. But then she bought into his bullshit about getting everything, and I even have it here in my end of my notes. It's everything you ever wanted. She got it at the end, right? That's fucking dark. And then Oz got everything because he wanted Gotham. And then Eve, which I can't understand how she's still alive, she got pretty much probably the best saving grace of this entire show. But it shows you not everybody wins in the show, right? Everyone, not everyone won. I mean, maybe just the Penguin won at the end, right? Because now he has the penthouse, he has Gotham, he has everything, and to be leading on to the next story. But this shows you when it comes to the next series or the next movie, I'm with you. They need to give it the love, the care, and the professional writers. And the reason I say professional is, let's not half-ass this. Let's not throw things on the wall and see what sticks. Let's not do another DCEU universe here, but just see what works and just throw things. I love the Snyderverse, but that felt like let's create it as we go along. No, the Penguin was not created as we went along. The Penguin, you can tell they took time to write it and create it before they said, hey, let's send it into production and shoot every episode, right? It kind of shows you need to pay these writers, because if this is the quality you'll get out when you have great story writers, people's invested in things that are done very well, I would love to see that for the Batman too. So I'm with you. If they can keep this going and make sure, hell, I would like to even see this same team, Devo, go to the Batman 2 and do this, guys. Whatever you did for this, it kind of infuse it here to the Batman 2 and Batman 3. Just put it in there.
Yeah, no, I mean, I completely agree. The thing I love about it is the pacing. I mean,
Oh, yeah.
you get the Batman, and the only real thing that the only clapping, as the kids would say, the only death you get is Falcone, the head of the Falcone crime family. But it
Yeah.
leaves plenty of other people. The Riddler is locked up, but he's still around. And
Mm-hmm.
now you get we got 8 1-hour episodes of the Penguin where, yeah, we lost some people along the way, but the key pieces are there for the future.
Yes.
So this has some serious legs. You could really do this really well, especially if they're going to take keep telling stories like this, putting in the effort to tell the stories. I don't care if it's, a movie and then a show and then a movie, and they take 2 years off in between a movie going out and then a show going out. I have no problem
I
where
agree.
we're going to get it maybe, but I'd love to get a movie next year, and then I'd love to get a show in 2026, and then just keep alternating like that. We don't need to do the whole MCU route and do fucking 5, 10, whatever offerings per year. Sometimes that kills it.
It saturates it. I get bored with it. And I don't need superheroes in every show, every, give me a good story, give me a good, like you say, a good kind of, what's the word you use? Flow. When you said flow,
Oh, I don't
not
know. I'm
rhythm.
blanking too.
When it's step by step, but it has a good flow of it. Bro, you just said it too.
You could do when you edit this episode, just take my line and dub it in right there again. Just have it good, like radio edit.
Hold on. That was funny. I'm sorry. Radio edit. It has like a great pacing, and they need to keep that momentum going on everything they do. And don't throw in Batman everywhere. Don't throw in Superman everywhere. We don't need that. And I would love to see that, as you said. We don't need it every year. Just hit us up every so often. And I don't know who's a head honcho, whether it was somebody in DC, whether somebody in HBO, somebody in Warner Brothers that said, hey, this is how we're going to do this show. We're going to put this person in charge. You guys have this much time to write it, this much time to do kind of, the shooting and the directing for it. That person needs to be put in charge of every episode, every show, and say, hey, we're going to do this like we did the Penguin, because this is gold. This was a very well done series.
Yes, so well done. And I think HBO is very happy because they have been trying to. I mean, they've had a few hiccups here and there, but they've really tried to cash in on, Warner Brothers owns DC Comics, and they've done a really bang up job get DC Comics to, like they I don't know if anyone's been following HBO for years, but they've had this whole thing with AOL and Discover Network and the BBC and all
Oh
these other
God,
fucking
yes.
crossovers and Sky Network. And they've been trying synergy. They want synergy. They want everything to go together. AT&T was in there too. I totally forgot about fucking AT&T and DirecTV. They've always wanted the synergy. And I think this is like their biggest smash of that, where they're going to get people that are DC fans to become HBO fans if they weren't already. And that's what this is going to do. This is going to direct mainline drug into their arms, right? They got them bliss. They got the DC fans bliss.
No, I absolutely. I mean, this. Listen, I'm a huge DC fan. I'm actually more of a DC fan than Marvel, in general, for the comics. Movie-wise, live-action movie, Marvel far outweighs DC. DC has just dropped the ball. And animated movies, animated series, absolutely DC has done. They have this weight and balance thing, right? Who does better and what? DC is doing poorly in the movie segment, but great in the TV shows, great in the animated, great in the comics. They need to keep this very same pattern, this synergy that you were just mentioning that they did with the Penguin, and keep the people who are in charge. I'm not saying the directors and producers. I'm saying whoever decided, hey, this is the people I'm going to put in charge. This is the people, this is how we're going to do it. Whoever wrote up this project, they need to put this person in charge and say, we're going to do this movie. We're going to do the next series. Let's not saturate this, and it's not convoluted. Let's not throw everything in the pot here. Let's just do this right. And I think they got gold here, man. They really do. This show
Yeah.
was sh if this was a test run of how they should do the next movies and series, this shows them this is the how this is the way to do it.
Yes. And I would almost urge against not doing a team up anytime soon. And I don't mean like a team up, the Justice League. I mean, you can make this show because Colin Farrell in it kind of alone, right? Everybody else, the casting wise, probably not as financially well off as Colin Farrell was paid. So whoever they cast, supposedly the rumors on the street for Batman, the Batman 2, is that the villain will be Mr. Freeze.
Okay.
Which I have a little theory about that, because Mr. Freeze's whole thing is saving his wife, who has a degenerative brain disease, right?
Yeah,
that was
kind of
the thing. Mm-hmm. What if Mr. Freeze is trying to, he's brought in by the Penguin to save his mom, to see if he can use technology to undo her stroke?
It's not a bad idea. It's not a bad approach to it.
Right? Like, you know what I mean? Like, just a little, it's a stretch. I know it's a stretch. But you know what I mean? Like, that could be a way where you could have both Colin Farrell and Mr. Freeze together in one movie, and it wouldn't be as disjointed as other ideas. But I don't want to team up. I don't want to see, like, we saw Harley Quinn, and you see the what's all the villains get together? What are they called?
Suicide Squad.
No, that's the other squad. I mean, like, Penguin, Joker, and they're like, you're like, they kick the one guy out because he said the really bad word on the news.
Oh, you're talking about the Legion of Doom.
Yes, the Legion of Doom. I don't want to see them all like sitting around a table in the next Batman movie. Let's get this to grow legs. Let's see each character individually for quite a while before we get fucking, you know, Batman having to fight seven villains. That's all I want.
Well, you know what? It's not a bad idea the way you kind of idealize that, where it was Mr. Freeze and his technology for the Penguin's mom. But even stepping away from the Penguin, you can use new characters, new stories. Like, we already heard about Bane, and we've done Joker 20,000 times, and we already have Catwoman. They can still do the Black Mask, which is one of Batman's villains. Hugo Strange, if it's Dr. Rush. I will probably say don't do Scarecrow, even though he is also a kind of a psychiatrist per se, but you have Calendar Man. You also have one of my favorites, Hush, where these are stories that they can write a series just like they did for the Penguin, and how they evolve into Gotham itself. I mean, Black Mask can be a great storyline, and also Hush. I mean, there's so much they can do here.
Yeah.
Keeping away from all the superpowers and all that. We don't need a part going to get crucified, but I never watched The Flash, the series, from beginning to end. But I've caught it where parts where they had just powers going all over the place. And I was like, holy shit, I'm glad I didn't get into this. But
Yeah. And that's kind of what people loved about the Nolanverse. The Nolanverse was Batman, but real, right?
Yes.
You know, Bane was probably the most extreme they got, but he was just more about he didn't feel pain. Like, he didn't feel pain, so that's why he was doing some of the shit he was doing. So that's okay, you know what I mean? He wasn't like, inflate me up to 10 feet tall kind of shit. So yeah. I could see that really taking off, But at the same time, it does kind of leave the door open for a little bit of science fiction instead of supernatural.
Okay, yeah.
Where you had Batman inject himself with that rage stuff that just made him fucking go bonkers in that when he was punching the shooters.
Oh, that was just adrenaline.
Oh, I know. But it's kind of a little bit of foreshadowing. And with this episode, when you saw Penguin literally rip himself out of the chair in that, you know, he had a little bit of strength, maybe a little normal, a bit more, because he doesn't really do anything physical. I don't see him fucking lifting weights, and he fucking ripped himself out of that fucking chair. So, I mean, I'm not saying we are going to get something. I'm just saying that I could see a way into this, especially if Mr. Freeze is the next villain. I could see them using maybe a little sci-fi to make things a little superpowered.
Which is
not
bad.
Saying supernatural. You know what I mean? Just
right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which like, is you know, which maybe, isn't a bad maybe. Idea. You know, he is a scientist. He is trying to find a cure, and you know, you don't have to make him the actual white Mr. Freeze just yet, the pure skin white guy.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. And so I am so all in. I'm actually I said I don't want this show to end. I want this to be like Days of Our Lives. I want to see 50 weeks. And I knew when this was going to end, I knew we were going to, I'm going to be left with nothing. But we are, jumping in, to another show right away, which I'll be excited about too. But,
Yes.
it is what it is. I love it. I'm all in. I'm going to hit the Twitter so hard. I'm going to be telling people to watch it.
So, yeah, we do have a another series, an HBO original series, right? So it's going to be Doom Prophecy. There's no secret there. We've been talking about this for a while. And I can't wait for us to jump into that. But just
Yeah.
wrapping up for the Penguin, Devil, I mean, I don't know if they'll make another series with this unless he's going to be in part three or continuing it, but I just want to say fucking hats off to the team. Not just the actors and actresses, but directors, stage performers, the music producers, everyone in the fucking team, bro. Applause to them.
Do you want me to jump in with the information a little bit? You
Yeah,
care?
go for it. Go for it.
Okay, so that was released with the finale was Matt Reeves confirmed that the Penguin and Sophia will be in the Batman 2. That was from Matt Reeves. It was a press release kind of thing. As the if the final show it wasn't in the post episode information. This was from Matt Reeves either on Twitter or Instagram, but they will both be appearing. They are filming their scenes. They're
Nice.
they're scheduled.
Okay. You know what? Beautiful. Beautiful.
Yeah, that.
I'm not even looking for a whole, hey, we need to have half an hour to an hour of them. I'm not looking for that. I would just love to see them and how they connect these two, which they should. And I don't even care if they show Sophia just like, hey, you know what? I think I'm just going to stop. I'm going to get to know my sister, or maybe they use her for part three or for the rest of the movie as a villain, but I don't know. But I mean, whatever they decide on, I'm all in.
Me too. And I think that's our conclusion, right?
Yeah, that's the Penguin, the series, 8 episodes have been on a little kind of a rocky roller coaster because on the releases for these, so we apologize, but it's just so much has been going on between hurricanes and just, our schedules. We've been trying to release these. Obviously, some of these released together. But hopefully on our next series, which is Doom Prophecy, we can be releasing these as single episodes as soon as the next day or the day after. We are trying to avoid lingering on these episodes for so long. And obviously, you're not going to come to the episode to listen, like, what happened in episode one? I mean, if you do, then you're not watching the show, so that's fine as well. But we do want to release them as quickly as possible. Gets it out there for us.
I absolutely agree. I think we're just we're gonna get it done. We'll get it done. You can trust us, people.
You could trust those people.
We're good people. We'll make sure you get it. And the good thing is, we got one more hurricane coming, 10 days, maybe 8 days. Hopefully that'll be done by now. We're in the Florida region for the most part, but whatever. We'll see what happens. We
Yeah.
we're all safe. It's not like our lives are in danger. The good thing is me and Star, we made so much money off our OnlyFans. We live in very large houses that are secure from hurricanes.
By the way, if you want feed pics, you know what? No, I'll save that for later on.
Right.
But anyways, listen, if you've listened through each and every episode of The Penguin and through all of our episodes, the podcast episodes, thank you for listening. That's, I guess, Max and Reyna. But if we have a listener out there that we have not named, make yourself known, please. We want to hear from you. Because if you're listening to it, that'll be awesome. Especially whoever's in Russia listening to us, Devo, because I keep seeing it. Somebody in Russia is listening to each and every episode. I thought at first it was the algorithm for the translator, but I left 2 episodes out on purposes, on purpose, on purposes, on purpose, and it still gets listened to. And it gets listened to literally 2, 3 days later. And I was like, oh shit, somebody's listening to us out there. So let us know, leave a feedback, say something, hit us on Twitter. We want to hear it.
Well, we are based in South Florida, and I do see a lot of Russians in Miami, so there could be a little connection there. Maybe they want to come over and hang out one day.
Hey, it's a possibility. Come over and hang out. My Cajun goes, maybe it's Putin. Putin really enjoys your podcast. Hey, but listen, anyways, thank you for listening to this series. Hope to have you back. Anything you want to leave off with, people?
I mean, obviously, if you listen to this episode and you haven't seen the show, whatever. If you have watched the show and you're listening to this podcast because you love the show, spread the word, man. Like, really just push it hard. Thanksgiving's coming up. Tell your grandmother, get her to watch the show. She'll love it. She loves penguins. It's a documentary about penguins.
And if she is in a bed, she can't move, just stroll the TV in front of her and just turn on the big one. She'll love you.
There you go.
Just don't show her episode 8. Don't show her episode 8. Anyways, thank you once again. We'll see you on the next episode. Good night.